It was a personal growth training, a mystical training, through knife fighting. K-N-I-F-E. And one of the things we did at this training was called the standing ovation. You know, some people at the Academy Awards, the Oscar ceremonies, they get a lifetime achievement award or a great performer, and people give them a standing ovation. But as I look around at people, I see courageous souls who chose to come down to this particular planet to learn. And as I look at you, I see people with innate worth, innate worth. So I think you all deserve a standing ovation. Well, in this training, we had time to do that. People could just stand up and interrupt me at any time and say to the whole group gathered there, "Excuse me, I'd like a standing ovation." Now, that could be a little scary, especially for those with self-worth issues, those who need it the most. Because their fear, of course, is everyone's going to turn to them and go, "Oh, you? No." But, of course, we applauded wildly. A lot of love, a lot of energy coming at that person. Hard to absorb. It's quite an experience, I can tell you. And people were dancing around with all this energy. They couldn't even keep grounded. The interesting part was that quite a number of people, after 3 or 5 or 7 or 10 seconds, started waving their hands back and forth in front of them, going, "That's enough, that's enough, thank you. I'm getting uncomfortable." Do you see its relationship to self-worth? When do you do that in daily life? How good does it have to get before you start waving your hands saying, "I'm getting uncomfortable"? I was at the Maui Writers Conference recently, staying at the Grand Wailea Resort, overlooking the ocean. And as they say, it wasn't heaven, but you could see it from there, out in the surf and the sunsets. And it put me up against my self-worth issues. Do I deserve this? This is so good. So many of us who say it can't last, you know what? It can get better and better. Your worst moment 10 years from now can be better than any moment you've yet experienced. Life does progress in evolutionary cycles, up and down, but over time, upward. Let's talk a moment more about self-sabotage. Sometimes it's obvious. Sometimes it's big things. We're not paying attention. We get in an auto wreck. We call it an accident. Sometimes our relationship just happens to fall apart, but we don't see our clear role in it. Sometimes we take on a business partner who robs us blind. Get into a messy divorce. These are the choices we make. The choices we make. In another one of my books called The Laws of Spirit, I talk about the law of choices. The choices we made in the past brought us to where we are now. The choices we make today will shape our future. We always have a choice. Some people say, "No, this just happened. I didn't have a choice over this." But we always can choose our response to any situation. Life is not always a matter of holding good cards, but sometimes playing a tough hand well. So we always have the power of choice, our response to any moment in time. We need to consider the choices we make in life. It's related to self-worth. Will you take the high road? Will you delay gratification to achieve a greater goal? Are you worth it? In fact, in the Laws of Spirit, the sage, I meet up in the mountains, an ageless woman sage. I'm complaining about something, and she said, "Oh, by the way, when you go home, I'd like you to ask your wife for a divorce." And I said, "What?" She said, "Yes, ask her for a divorce." I said, "I couldn't do that." She said, "Sure you can, just move your mouth and say, 'I would like a divorce.'" I said, "No, I couldn't do that." And I told her all the reasons. It's bad for the kid, you know, it's hard on the kids, hard on us, it would hurt her, it would hurt me, it's terrible. She said, "Oh, I understand, you're trapped." I said, "No, I didn't say that." She said, "It sounds like it. You're giving me all the reasons why you can't get a divorce." The point she was making is that until we reclaim the power to say no, we never truly say yes, do we? We go through life feeling, "Well, I got to be in my job and I got to be in my relationship." I was married 8 years to a wonderful woman. I was too young. She was too young. We were immature and that marriage didn't last. I brought a certain level of mediocrity to that relationship because I went through the 8 years saying, well, I'm really not happy, but I made a promise. It was on a piece of paper, so I never really took responsibility. Now, when I wake up with joy, I usually wake up before her. I don't usually say this out loud. Sometimes I do, but I look at her and I say to myself, I choose you today to be married to over all women in the world. I get married every morning. In other words, I take full responsibility for my work, what I do, my situations. That's what the law of choices is about. So what choices do we make in response? When life offers us a gift, do we go, oh, that's okay, that's okay? Instead of opening up saying, thank you God, thank you Spirit, thank you world, yes. I'd like you to put a sign on your bathroom mirror or your refrigerator, somewhere you'll see it every morning. When you get up, you read it every morning and it says, how good can I stand it today? Because that's how good you'll get it. Sometimes we have judgments about ourselves that lowers our sense of worth because we felt we really messed up. Of course we all have. We've all said or done things that were unkind. But something we need to consider to really explore this area of worth and what you're worth is that we've done our best every day of our lives. You may not agree with that. You may say, oh, I could have done better. Sure, on some absolute scale of 100%, we could always do better every day. But have you considered your parents did the best they could in raising you? They may have been kind and sophisticated, or they may have been cruel and abusive, but they were doing the best they were capable of at the time, given their wounds, their limitations, their level of awareness. They were doing the best they knew how. In the same way, you've done the best